Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are so excited to have on the show Jordan Phillips of the Buffalo Bills. Hey.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great. Can't complain.
Let's start with your love of the fans, Jordan. We picked you up back in October last year. You were first a Miami Dolphin, now a Buffalo Bill. You got to know Bills Mafia. What do you think?
I mean, I love them. They're loud, they're crazy, and they're everything that we want in a fan base.
How did those shoes come to be, those breaking table shoes?
The guy, Marcus Soles by Sir, he's actually out in Miami. We just thought about it, and he came up with the idea, and I said, yeah, that'd probably be great. and sure enough, they were.
Those are some cool cleats.
What did you do for the bye week?
I just went home and spent it with my family and hung out with my son. Got a lot of family time in.
Excellent. What's your son going to be for Halloween? Do you know yet?
He's going to be the Joker.
Nice. Did you see the movie?
Yes, I did.
And yes, reviews?
I thought he did a really good job. It was just a little too dark for me, but I'll probably end up watching it again.
Let's talk about your season this year. Shaq Lawson talked about you. This is a quote from Shaq Lawson. Jordan Phillips is bringing that dog. Like, we got dogs on D-line, but Jordan made it more of a dog. All of us dogs, but he's got the hype. He gets you crunk. He refuses to get beat. He talks about the fact that on the D-line, you're nasty about it. So when he lines up on the field, he feels the energy because you make everybody feel more juiced up. Do you feel like that's your role on the Bills, like you're going to bring it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's why they brought me here, is they liked what I did, not only between the whistles, but, you know, getting the crowd hype and getting my teammates around me going. And it's just a nice little extra aspect, because we already play hard, but when you get that extra juice going, it's a beautiful thing.
So you talk about attacking that shoulder. Can you teach me a little bit about being a defensive tackle when you're attacking that shoulder?
That's all you really need to do. That's all you really need to know. You got to have a good stance, and you have to have a good first step, and you got to look at that shoulder, and which way that shoulder goes, that's which way you're going. But really, they react to you the way we play, since we're getting off the ball so fast. And you got to use your hands and shed the blocker and make the play.
How are you feeling about this game with the Miami Dolphins? You got this one?
I mean, I'm not going to make any predictions. The game still has to be played, you know what I mean? But, of course, we're confident, and we think we can get the job done. But we got to, at the end of the day, we got to go out there on Sunday and dominate.
Jordan Phillips of the Buffalo Bills. How many people tell you you've got the greatest smile ever? Like, you, like, when you smile, it seems like your whole world is shining.
Lights up a room.
I appreciate that. Not very mean people, because I guess, I don't know when you saw me smile, but.
You know, when I like when you smile afterwards and you're getting all the fans involved, it makes like everyone just go insane crazy, because you're so, it feels like you want everybody to be part of every play on the field.
It helps me a lot. From my rookie year, I jumped off sides a lot in Miami because it just wasn't very loud. And if you can get the crowd into it and everything like that, you don't have to worry about a hard count or anything like that. So it helps my game out so much. It helps it, you know, our D-line out so much, just because we know it's a lot easier to get off the ball on silent count than it is when they're using sound. So it just helps everybody.
Last time we talked to one of your teammates, I was told that Fridays is the gun show. Do you take part in the gun show workout?
No, I do not.
Let me ask you, in the gym, are you a guy with headphones on, pay attention to your own stuff, and do not interact with others, or are you a social hour?
I'm a social hour all hours of the day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like to be around my teammates and make each other laugh and have a good time.
How does it feel to have three home games in a row?
It's great. Coming off a bye, especially. We can pick up a lot of momentum right here. But, like I said, don't want to look too far ahead. Don't want to look too far behind.
Nah, on the phone.
Who's talking to you right now, Jordan?
Dabo.
Well, did he need something?
No, he just wanted to know if I was a loner because I was over here eating breakfast by myself.
tell him you're doing a radio show. Like, this is, like, live all through Buffalo, all the way to Toronto.
Yeah.
And he's well, really getting in the way.
That's funny.
Clearly.
That's
your
honey. That's all right.
What are you having for breakfast?
I'm having, I get the sandwich that has, it's toast over medium eggs with sausage and bacon and cheese with some cheddar cheese.
That's not bad.
It's delicious.
How have you guys, with this amazing season, it really seems like there's been a turnaround. How has everybody inside the Bills organization been able to keep it very calm, very level, very no predictions, no hype, just grind it?
I mean, the thing that everybody's overlooking is with a couple more wins last year, we would have had the same team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just let a few games get away from us. So we've been here before, and we just didn't execute last year. And what we're doing right now is executing. And we felt like we should have been in this position last year. So I think everybody's just kind of seeing the results of how hard we work and just staying to the grind, staying true to the process.
What's the best part about being a Buffalo Bill?
Being a Buffalo Bill, honestly. The team here is just, I can't speak on every team, but it's just like nothing I've been a part of. Even in college, like, guys are here. We hang out every day. We hang out with each other outside of work. We're just really a family, and that goes from the people in the kitchen to the people that help clean up the building to everything. Everybody's just one cohesive unit, you know?
When you hang out outside of the building, who are your best friends?
We all get together, actually. It's the D-line with the linebackers, with the corners, and then sometimes even the offense comes and mixes it in. So it's really just a whole team. We're all together all the time.
So if you're such a social guy, who are you going to see from Miami that you might still be social with, or is it just strictly game face?
No, I got a couple guys over there. Bobby McCain, Xavier Howard, Devon Gasho, Kalen Ballage. I got some guys over there. Gasecki. I'm excited to see everybody and then see what happens in the game so I can be more excited afterwards.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to do that. Can you please run and high-five the fans like you've done before? And because everybody loves when you do that.
I will. I mean, if we get the big win, then I have to. I don't have a choice.
I feel like you have to, too. Have you ever watched those videos online of the Buffalo Bills fans jumping through tables?
Oh, yeah.
How do we get them to stop?
They're going
to
get hurt. No.
Yeah, somebody at the Tennessee game broke their arm. I think I saw one.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I said, well, that's a little too far. But if you're just jumping off the truck or something like they normally do, go ahead. At some point, you got to say enough is enough. At the end of the day, the table's going to break if you jump from 5 feet or 20 feet. So just do the 5 feet.
Is it fun to drive through before games as you're going into the stadium for the Bills games and see all the fans tailgating? Is that amazing?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's because it's morning, night, after the game, before the game, people start coming in. Actually, today, starting to set up and stuff, and I just think that's crazy. It's starting to get cold, and they're still going to be out there.
We love you, and we love watching what you're doing for the Buffalo Bills. So have a great game on Sunday. What do you want to say to the fans?
Get loud, get rowdy, get ready for a show.
Jordan Phillips of the Buffalo Bills on KISS 98.5.